is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I know you take a lot of pride in seeing your receivers play well. Devin Funchess has seemed to really embrace the physicality of his routes and making getting those extra yards. Does that give you a little bit of an enjoyment to see him kind of truck-sticking people out there?
That's funny to hear a female talk about routes. Like, it's funny. But fun is coming along, man. We're gonna. This is a big game for him.
So that was Cam Newton yesterday at his weekly press conference, referring to a female reporter asking that question. I thought it was more impressive that she used truck sticking for Funchess when she said how he was running his routes. But this has gotten to be quite a big story, Barry Laminack. I'm sure you are aware of it by now. Now, it's gotten to the point where, before we get into all the details, that Cam's sponsor, Dannon Yogurt, and the Oikos brand has dropped him and his endorsement deal with them because of this. The reporter, Jordan Rodrigue of the Charlotte Observer, also said that after the press conference, she waited to talk to Cam in private. He did not apologize. However, the Panthers PR staff was saying that they met and they were able to, quote, you know, without getting into the specifics of it, said they squashed it. She denied that, said that he did not apologize or have the remorse she was looking for. So this thing just keeps getting to be a bigger story.
Yeah, it's funny because the Observer said Newton said she wasn't really seeing specific routes when watching the game. She was just seeing if somebody was open. She argued that he didn't know what she saw, nor how hard she had studied football, and that maybe the two of them needed to have a deeper conversation. You know, when someone gives you an out like that and you screwed up like Cam did, you should take that out. What he did was, It was bad. I mean, obviously, we've all seen worse, but it was bad. You can't do that. I mean, you can't. Basically, what he did is he belittled her. You can't do that in a room full of people. How embarrassed would you be if someone did that to you? That would be like, that's your job, and someone's belittling you because you're a female. I mean, that's unfortunate for Cam because he had an out. He could have said, you know what? I didn't even think. What I meant is just reporters in general, not the fact that she was. And he didn't do any of that. He's stuck by his guns. It's like, you're a dummy, dude. Like, you deserve to lose your sponsors if you didn't stick by it. What killed me is that I don't know if you saw this, Joel, but then, of course, it's the internet. So people went out and found some old... They went 4 years back on her Twitter, on Miss Jordan Rodrigue's Twitter, and found a bunch of, quote, racist tweets. And so they put up her tweet where she's like, I don't think it's funny to be a female and talk routes. I think it's my job. And then someone's like, but is it funny to be racist? And then they found some tweets from her from back in August 10th, 2013. Now, I want you to tell me what you think of these tweets. Honest assessment of them, okay?
Yep.
Her first tweet was talking about, I guess, her dad. She said, he's the best. Racist jokes the whole drive home. My dad is being super racist as we pass through Navajo land. So they are accusing her of racism, but she never said anything racist is my first thought. However, she is making jokes about it and saying, oh, racist jokes the whole drive home. He's being super racist as we pass through Navajo land.
Right.
Too bad she said my dad's the best. If she'd have just left that part out, she would have had an out as well. But to her credit, she came on immediately and said, I apologize for the offensive tweets that I put on my account 4 or 5 years ago. There's no excuse for it. And that sentiment, I'm deeply sorry and apologize. So she did what Cam should have done.
Yeah, exactly right. And look, like you said, look, for whatever reason, he just... You've got to have people around you, whether it be the Panthers PR staff. Every player these days on the level of Cam Newton has his people around him from a PR standpoint, from a, you know, with a publicist and everything else to legal people that should have said, hey, man, squash this now. You made a mistake. the best thing you can do is nip it in the bud as quickly as possible and put it behind you. But the fact that he didn't, and he had several opportunities, and I don't know if you saw First Take this morning, but one of the two great points that I saw out of that was, you know, when you get into this situation, she could have dipped him in the grease right away. She could have gotten into a whole lot more with him. She also could have elaborated a lot more on their discussion, because it seems like Cam was still kind of flippid when they did get together to talk. She avoided all of that and avoided dipping him in the grease, and yet he couldn't just do the two words that would have got him to put this behind him for the most part, and that's just say, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Even if you don't believe it, don't be stupid.
Right.
You just be like, hey, my bad. I didn't mean it that way. I know it came off poorly or whatever, but I'm sorry. You're right. That was inappropriate of me, and I shouldn't have done that.
You know, now,
I mean, that's whether you believe it or not. Just
totally right.
Say
because
it,
look, and I don't think at the time he anticipated that Gatorade would issue they have not dropped him, but they've issued a statement that say that his comments don't match up with our way of thinking, and that they were, you know, not pleased with the comments, but they stop short of dropping him. Dan and Oikos drops him. I don't think he ever expected that either. But again, you know, in the real world today with social media and everything else, and just the fact that, you know, here's what I was going with the other point. Damon Woody, the former NBA and NFL offensive lineman, made the best point of all. He said Cam doesn't see the magnitude of the comment he made and why he should have apologized. He said, what if the same reporter or other reporters would have made the same kind of remarks, but in reference to a black quarterback, and said, well, that's funny, a black quarterback that's really, you know, getting into
talking
the
about passing instead
really
of running.
Getting down in terms of routes and getting down into the playbook and things like that. I'm sure he would have had a whole different perspective and opinion on all this had that have been the case. And maybe an example like that would have been what it took for him to kind of sit down and stop for a second and go, all right, I get it now. I need to apologize for this because I guess it was taken the wrong way and it's not how I meant, whatever. But bury it that way. Instead, it's just blown up.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You think these guys would be better at damage control, because people are going to say dumb things. I mean, whether you believe intent or not, they're going to say stupid, dumb things. And boy, damage control could be a beautiful thing. Listen to your listen to your people next time. You know what I mean? Listen to those publicists and everybody around you.
I'm telling you, having been in professional sports for as long as I have and seen a lot of the big name athletes, their entourage of people that work for them alone is in the double digit range, from PR people to marketing people to all those people to your legal people and your actual agent physically himself or herself. Those people could grasp this. And then from the team perspective, they're working for all their players all the time. From the CEO on down, they would have come down to the locker room and said, Cam, before you leave the building, I think it's really important we really nip this in the bud and get this out here right now, and we'll make a statement that we issue it on a release too, because this could really blow up. Either he was just, you know, a deaf ear to all of it and didn't want to hear it, or something that didn't happen. I don't know what it was, but this could have been squelched a whole lot quicker than it has been, and now it's a huge deal.
Yeah, and John just pointed out, he shot me a link. He said, I missed one here, and I did. I was looking at a different article that only had her couple of tweets about her dad being racist and how, oh, he's the best. He's racist jokes the whole drive home.
Yep.
She also tweeted something out. It doesn't have a date on it, but it was about Earnhardt. It says, the Earth moves at 450 plus miles per hour. That's 10 times triller than NASCAR Dale Earnhardt's. A bitch N-word.
She tweeted that?
Yep.
See?
Not wise, guys.
No.
To borrow a phrase from the Blitz, that's, yeah. See, this is what, this is the thing about Twitter and social media. Anything you put out there, if you're embarrassed of it or it's going to get you in trouble, you better be careful.
And once it's out there, it has a shelf life forever, and whether you know it or not, it will rear its head back at any time when you think, oh, it's long gone, it's way behind me. No, it's not. It's coming back.
I mean, you look at what happens. These guys that are getting jobs at like Saturday Night Live, and then they're going back and finding things. Trevor Noah, when he took over for Stephen Colbert on Comedy Central, you know, they said, oh, he had some insensitive tweets about Germans and Jews and stuff like that. And it's you got to be careful, man. You got to. And here's the other thing. If you want to relate it to sports in general, These young athletes today that are going on to colleges are looking back at high school kids and what they tweet and what they put on social media. It's all out there for everyone to see, man, and no one is immune to it. Nobody. You, me, high school athletes, reporters, football players. I mean, it's you got to be careful. There's no doubt about it.
Keenan McCardell used to tell me all the time when they were recruiting when he was at Maryland that social media and the accounts of kids that they're looking at are definitely in play and something that they focus a lot on before they bring a kid in because they can get a real good idea of what this kid's thinking and what he could be like in the next 4 years if they were to bring him onto their campus. It's real, man. It really, really is. And it's serious. And you got to be careful. The other thing I know, Barry, right off the top is one thing we can be sure, OU Mike is not going to have to worry about any major big careers or anything like that based on his history with tweets and texts. I think that we're all safe in knowing that Mike will be right where he is right now.
Yeah, I think if I kept the text, though, OU Mike would never get a job in the public eye. That would be not something he would get.
Exactly right, John.
Exactly right.
Yeah, don't press in.
Before we go to break, a couple of texts I just want to get out of the way. Somebody was telling me where to go. Last night, when I was driving in, I had some time to go eat. I asked people where to go. Somebody sent me to Lulu's Bakery and Cafe. They have a 3-pound cinnamon roll that I'm going to eat on Sunday. I'm going to try to eat the whole thing.
Wow.
And I'm probably like take pictures and video it. But it's a 3-pound cinnamon roll, so we're going to try to knock that out. But the food was pretty good. The gang members were a bit scary. But other than that, it was fine.
Wait. Literally gang members?
Yeah, no, I'm not even, like, stereotyping. They were actual, yeah. You want to go to Roland's on Hildebrand was another suggestion. I never tried that. And then Justin said when we were talking about the song Black and White and the chirp in it, he said, oh, my God, that's as bad as noticing the squeaking of the sneakers during a basketball game. Yeah, sometimes I do have to turn the sound out. I'm not going to lie. Somebody said this guy can't eat in front of his girlfriend because the same thing happens to her where she can't stand it. It's called misophonia. So that's the medical term for my issue, misophonia. So you're working with a misophoniast. I don't know.
And also whatever that term is for those little balls you got in the back of your mouth that I can't ever remember.
Okay.
That's another one, too, that we figured out. Tonsil stones. There you go. We continue to roll on. One segment left before we get to Sigmund Bloom. So he's going to talk fantasy football again. Get your questions to us now so that we can get them to him in that segment coming up. We got much more to get to here on The Usual Suspects, so we don't want you going anywhere. Stand by. Back in mere moments. ESPN 97.5.
HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty.
Luke's Ice House is everyone's favorite spot for football season. See all the biggest games, upsets, and nail-biting action every week. Luke's has the NFL ticket and all college networks, so you'll never miss a game. Enjoy $15 Miller Lite and Coors Light buckets every Saturday and Sunday, and enjoy happy hour Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. There's always good music, good people, and great times at Luke's Ice House on Calder Avenue in Beaumont and Nederland Avenue in Mid-County. Luke's Ice House, your home for football.
Celebrate the season with a Bell's Brewery Oktoberfest beer. Hey, good beer drinkers. This is John from Drink of Ages Radio Show. This balanced amber lager has herbal hop aromas and focuses on lightly toasted malt that lends body without too much sweetness. It is an easy 5.5% and spends a full 6 weeks fermenting. Bell's Brewery Oktoberfest beer is perfect anytime, but goes down nicely during the Texas autumn. Bell's Brewery Oktoberfest beer. Ask for some at your favorite places around town and join us Friday nights at 9 p.m. for more beer talk right here on ESPN 97.5.
Leonard Courtright of Allied Siding and Windows faces off with Emmy Award-winning investigative reporter Wayne Dolcefino.
So, Leonard, we all know contractors are going to make a killing after Harvey, jacking up prices as high as they can.
Well, Wayne, Allied has no storm pricing. In fact, we're charging 15 to 20% below insurance rates for folks without flood insurance.
But you make that up with high-interest financing.
No, we offer 100% no-interest financing for 18 months so our customers can get their homes repaired now without waiting for FEMA or bank loans.
Come on, Leonard, you got to be cutting corners somewhere.
That's not how we work. We demo and clean to EPA standards, then build back to manufacturer standards. It's a three-step process. Demo of damaged walls, flooring, cabinets, and contents, then industrial drying equipment to get rid of water you can't see. Finally, we build back your dream home interior all on a budget. Okay, how'd we do?
I'm going to have to call you guys for help.
Call 713-WINDOWS or visit AlliedSightingAndWindows.com.
Peyton Attorney Spokesperson, Robert J. Binstock of Bryce & Binstock Law Firm with the principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention! If you or a loved one suffered complications from abdominal hernia mesh surgery requiring revision surgery, you may be entitled to a significant cash award. Call 800-413-5375. If you had abdominal hernia surgery between October 2010 and June 2017 and suffered serious complications, hernia mesh may be to blame. Please call now if you or a loved one has had abdominal hernia surgery resulting in revision surgery. You may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Time is limited. If you or a loved one's life has been affected by complications, pain, or more surgeries after an abdominal hernia surgery, you may be entitled to a significant cash award and compensation. Call 800-413-5375 now. Call 800-413-5375. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-413-5375. That's 800-413-5375.
800-413-5375. Fourth and goal from the one. Logos is it. It's make or break. The game is on the line. Who's tougher? Who wants it more? These are the moments that can define a season. The play is called and the huddle breaks. The roar of the crowd builds with anticipation. And then... all the defining moments right here on the Texas A&M Sports Network.
Have you ever been interested in learning horse racing but don't know where to start? Acing Racing 2016, the audiobook, is your path to winning on the ponies. With basic strategies and advanced wagering techniques, you'll learn everything you need to start betting at the track. Easily downloadable to all smart devices and computers, Acing Racing 2016 is a goldmine of information for me, Fred Fowler. Listen at the gym, in your car, or anywhere. After an hour and a half, you'll be ready to play at any racetrack in America, all for the low, low price of just $12.99. Go to GalMediaPublishing.com to download today. Acing Racing, your key to winning at the track.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Him getting the ball to me where it needs to be, just getting the ball to his playmakers. He makes the whole team better, not just me.
Is that so important to have, obviously a rookie, but just your quarterback in general?
It is. You want a quarterback that's a general on the field and off the field as well, and that's what he is.
DeAndre Hopkins talking about his quarterback.
Another Clemson alum, just like DeAndre, and that being Deshaun Watson, as that big game is coming up Sunday night. And Barry, you and I broke it down a little bit yesterday. That is a big one from the simple fact that, look, national stage, Chiefs coming in undefeated. They're going to see a defense unlike anything they've seen so far this year. And look, it's a national stage that is not too big for Deshaun. He's been to the national championship game in college 2 years in a row, but this could be more of an establishing himself as being one of the new young guns in this league, or it could be, hey, he's still got some growing pains and some things to work on, but it should be a real fun game to watch Sunday night at NRG.
Yeah, I think I mentioned the words cautiously optimistic yesterday in regards to Deshaun Watson, and I think you're seeing that across the NFL. As fans, we tend to get caught up in it, and you see a game like that where a guy goes up and puts 50-plus on the defensive, was pretty well respected around the NFL in the Tennessee Titans, and he made them look silly, just did whatever he wanted to. And so you see that, and as a fan, you can't help but get excited, especially when you consider the week before that he was able to put up 33 on the Patriots. So there's obviously a lot of reason to be excited, but he's still not, I don't think, he's not getting the respect that he deserves. Dak Prescott did this last year for a couple of games, and everyone just fell all over him. Carson Wentz, the nation went nuts. Especially the East Coast media went nuts over Wentz, his first couple of games putting up these type of numbers, and we're already anointing him. But it seems like Deshaun Watson, everybody's like, well, not just yet. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, well, let's wait and see, which is fine. I'm good. Let's wait and see. But, you know, if this kid was playing in Dallas or New York or Philly, he'd be getting all kinds of love. And as it stands right now, I was looking at, you know, last week we discussed quarterback power rankings for the week.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
Where we talk, they do them week to week. He's still in the bottom tier. Well, excuse me, he's in tier five, which I thought was interesting. So he's with guys like Andy Dalton and Jay Cutler and Deshaun Kizer and Blake Bortles. And I'm like, if you've watched last week, Deshaun Watson outplayed all those guys.
No question
about
it.
He's just not getting any love, and that's fine. Love doesn't get you much in the NFL. It's certainly not good for any wins. But you would like to see the kid get a little bit of respect for what he's done these last couple of weeks.
And here's the thing. A lot of people that I've talked to said, well, it's only going to matter. I'm only going to give him, you know, the full credit if he beats the Chiefs on Sunday night. Look, if he plays a game like he played against New England, if he plays a game, you know, somewhat similar, and I don't expect it to be nearly as big in terms of the stats and the scoring as the Tennessee game. But if he keeps this offense moving, if he doesn't make mistakes, if he gets them, he puts points on the board by putting them in a position to score when they need key possessions. Even if they don't win this game, I will feel very confident in saying not only do you have your quarterback of the future, you got your quarterback of now, and this kid really is special. He does have that it factor. I'm not going to say they have to win the game for him to be able to get that kind of credit, but he does have to move the football and do the things that he's been able to do for the last 2 weeks for me to say, okay, you know, yeah, there's still probably going to be some growing pains, but this kid really gets it. That's just where I'm at.
Yeah, and it's just good to see somebody out there that's playing, and then you look at it and you go, there's a guy with potential. I mean, when we saw Matt Schaub and Andre Johnson having that magical year where Schaub was leading the league in passing yards, you looked at that and thought, okay, this might be good. But that's why, again, I say cautiously optimistic, because look how the wheels fell off with Schaub. Look how the wheels are falling off with so many different quarterbacks that you get your hopes up for. But he's got skills, and he's got, so you feel like, all right, maybe they got it right this time. I hope in 2 years, Joel, we're still doing the usual suspects, and I hope we get to come back and go, hey, they got this one right. This is great.
No question about it, because you know what? It's just like we talked about yesterday, too. It makes all of the serious concerns about the offensive line be a little bit more muted, simply because of the fact that with his legs and with the way this offense is running, with the way there's so many people in motion and how quickly options are out there on the table, you haven't had to get exploited from a defense that runs right over your offensive line, because he can get out of the pocket, because he's got guys in motion. And it makes it so much more enjoyable to watch games. You and I have to watch these games every single week. And look, let's be honest. Over the last year or so, there's been a few games that you're like, oh, God, I got to watch that, and I got to get through that, and I got to go back and look at it again. Now you look forward to watching them because they're exciting on offense. They're not as predictable.
Yeah, you know, when I first started doing radio, I asked AJ to give me some advice on prep and how I could be prepared for a show, especially during football season. He was like, watch the game multiple times.
Yep.
And I tell you what, it made it hard the last couple of years to have to watch a crappy-ass Texans team and a crappy-ass boring Texans game a couple of times. But, yeah, you're right. It's like, okay, I don't mind watching the last 2 weeks a couple of three times before we do a show. It's a lot more fun to watch and break down.
Well, before we get to Sigmund Bloom coming up at the bottom of the hour, Kevin wants to get in here on Deshaun Watson. Kevin, what you got for us?
Hey, Barry. Deshaun Watson, no one's jumping on his bandwagon yet like they did for Dak and Carson, is partly because Houston teams don't get any respect. It's kind of like, oh, it's Houston. They'll tank at the end of the year, or, oh, they're not going to be good for longer. That's pretty much why he's not getting the praise that he should get, because he's playing his behind off. And you're right. Everyone's talking about, well, let's wait and see. And I think that's because the Texans generally disappoint Houston every year. I'm not a fan, but, you know. You are right about that.
Yeah, you know, it's an unfortunate thing, too, because I want the kid to get the love and the national attention that the rookie quarterbacks that did well last year. But maybe, you know, if he does this a couple more times. Dude, I'm telling you right now, if Deshaun Watson and the Houston Texans beat the Chiefs, you're going to get sick of hearing about Deshaun Watson.
That's what I'm saying. On that stage,
you know what I mean?
So, oh, my God. They're going to blow it up.
Yeah, and Joel, you brought it up. This is a pivotal game. I mean, yep. You know, if they win, if they lose, if they go on and win, or even if he goes out and plays really well and maybe the defense lets him down, or, you know, something like that, Yeah, this kid's going to get a lot of runs, so it's a good chance it could be his coming out party, which is ridiculous to say when you consider what he's done the last 2 weeks.
No question about it. All right, we've got Sigmund Bloom coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Fantasy football extravaganza. Terry, we see you. If you can hang in there or call back, we got you. But the next segment is all fantasy football all the time. It's Sigmund Bloom coming up next. We'll get your questions answered as quickly as we can as we head out of halftime and the tunnel. We'll take a break. Come back with more. We are the Usual Suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is the Texas A&M Report presented by Suncoast Resources. Suncoast Resources is your one-stop shop for quality fuels and lubricants. Visit us at suncoastresources.com to learn more about our products and services.
Suncoast Resources, proud partner of Texas A&M Athletics, your resource for quality fuels, lubricants, and oil-filled services across Texas, Oklahoma, and Louisiana. We understand the energy business and provide the highest quality petroleum fuel and lubricant products and services. Contact us today to see how Suncoast can keep your business running smoothly. Visit us at suncoastresources.com or call 800-677-FUEL. That's 800-677-3835.
Texas A&M Report on Thursdays features the SEC schedule for the weekend. Here's the way it lines up. Georgia will be at Vanderbilt. Georgia's 5-0, 2-0 in the league. Vandy is 3-2, 0-2 in the league. Ole Miss will be at Auburn. Ole Miss 2-2. Auburn is 4-1. LSU lost to Troy last weekend. They're going to be at Florida. LSU 3-2. Florida is 3-1. Arkansas will be at South Carolina. Arkansas 2-2. Carolina is 3-2. Alabama and your Aggies will go at it at Kyle Field Saturday night. 5 o'clock broadcast. Our pregame show, and then at 6:15, that game will kick off. Alabama undefeated. The Aggies are 4-1. Missouri will be at Kentucky. Missouri is a 1-3 team right now, and Kentucky at 4-1. That then the schedule this weekend. I'm Dave South. That's your Texas A&M report.
The crazy stuff happening in Washington means really smart people, I mean the best people, get a chance for the moment to refi their mortgage or pull cash out of their homes until the president can put a lid on things.
Be one of those really smart people by getting Cash Call Mortgage's 15-year fixed, no closing cost refi at today's super low 2.99% rate and APR. But you need to act now, even if you're in process with another lender. Take 5 minutes to call and grab this 2.99% 15-year fixed rate with no closing costs from Cash Call Mortgage. Make the cash call at 855-875-CASH or log on to cashcallmortgage.com.
And believe me, this is not fake news.
First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for disclosures, terms, and restrictions. Not licensed in all states. Not available in Washington State. NMLS 128231.
That's 855-875-CASH. 855-875-CASH.
Hey, Houston homeowners. John Granato here for Renter's Warehouse, your residential property management experts. Are you a part-time landlord rocking rent collection and maintenance repairs? Are you buried in lunchtime errands and after-dinner tenant tasks that take you away from the good life? Well, do it yourselfers. It's time to outsource your headaches so you can increase your opportunities. Let Renter's Warehouse manage your properties and set you on the fast track to financial and lifestyle freedom. The Rent Estate Advisors at Renter's Warehouse specialize in tenant placement with 18-month warranties, rent collection, maintenance coordination, paperwork processing, and much more. There's no marketing fees, no cancellation fees, just total focus on making you money. So stop managing, start multiplying your investment opportunities with Renter's Warehouse. Turn your attention to growing your portfolio and your earnings and let them take care of the rest. They'll even connect you to rent-to-state savvy agents and lenders. Call a rent-to-state advisor today at 713-224-RENT or go to renterswarehouse.com. That's 713-224-RENT. Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent-estate.
Football season has arrived and it's time to score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie.ag. MyBookie is an industry-leading website and the best place for you to cash in on all the insane last-minute drives, huge upsets, and heart-pounding finishes. Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 100% bonus. They have in-game live betting on nearly every sporting event, plus a user-friendly mobile site, so you never miss a single play. At MyBookie.ag, you can pick the side, total, or even hit it big with player props. It doesn't matter if you've been a player for years or you just like a team's colors because they match your favorite shoes. MyBookie.ag caters to all players. Start winning big today. Are you sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a withdrawal? Come join MyBookie today. With decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, and no fine print, you'll experience the greatest customer service in the business guaranteed. Use promo code RADIO to activate your bonus of up to 100%. Call 844-900-2387 or visit mybookie.ag to open an account. That's 844-900-BETS or go online to mybookie.ag and use promo code radio. Bet with the biggest, win with the best, only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, it's Jong in for Nick. And doing double duty before he heads to his usual digs and the Blitz, who will be back in studio today. Is that right, Jong?
Yes, sir.
There you have it. So Fred and AJ coming off a hangover at the Hotel Zaza last night will be in studio. But before we get to that, we're only at the midway point. And this is the most entertaining Thursday part of the show because for you, the fantasy football experts and aficionados, you need answers. You have questions, we have the guy. Sigmund Blum joins us right now, as he does every Thursday at 2:30 in the afternoon. And we like to go as quickly as we can to get as many questions answered. So we're looking forward to that. Barry, are you with us?
I am. I just lost you guys for a sec, but we're back. Good to go.
Sweet. Sigmund, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Great to have you, my friend. Looking forward to another big weekend and a lot of analysis from you. Barry, you want to start it with some of the social media?
Yeah, actually, Sigmund, real quick, though, you got any injury reports or anything the peeps need to be aware of?
Doug Martin will be back tonight. Four teams are on bye this week, so you're digging a little bit deeper. Doug Martin will be back tonight. Sam Bradford practiced today. We'll see if he's going to be back Monday night. Hopefully we'll know more by Sunday on that. Doesn't look like Derek Carr is going to play. EJ Manuel is going to start. That takes the wind out of the sails of an already shipwrecked Oakland offense. And looks like Marcus Mariota is not going to start for Tennessee this weekend, although he is getting some practice work in, so we may have to check back Sunday morning for that one.
Now, I'm looking at one of my teams I just pulled up, right? And I'm looking at the bench that I have, and I've got four of my five guys are questionable. How much stock do you put in questionable? Because a lot of times, you can get injury reports, but it might be late and you got to make your decisions early.
Right.
What do you do when you got a bunch of guys that are questionable?
Well, what we have to always look at is the nature of the injury. Friday practice participation is big. Even there's little clues, like if a player is made available to the media when it's a road game, we'll be able to know whether the player traveled with the team. And also different teams, we learn whether they're conservative or players are veteran players. Sometimes they let them play through injuries. So it's not a one-size-fits-all deal. Like, for instance, Rob Gronkowski is questionable tonight, but he's expected to play. He traveled with the team to Tampa, and there's no way you would put him on the bench.
Got it. Okay, let's do some social media stuff. Richard Stites wants to know, Russell Wilson or Jameis Winston? And then follow-up, Latavius Murray or Doug Martin, non-PPR?
Yeah, I'll go with Doug Martin, give him a chance, just because I wasn't that impressed with Murray. Winston and Wilson are my number 3 and 4 quarterbacks this week, but after the way Wilson played and the way the Rams have been giving it up, I would give it the edge to Wilson. You can't go wrong with either one.
Okay, Angel Munoz has a couple questions for you. Is Powell, the Jets running back, a good pickup for daily lineups, or was last week a fluke?
I would say he's a good pickup for daily lineups going against Cleveland. I expect the Jets to be able to hang in or win that game and give him a lot of work. And even though Cleveland hasn't been that bad against the run, they have given up 2 touchdowns through the air, and Powell's an excellent receiver out of the backfield.
Okay, what about Gurley against the Seahawks? Is that a good idea?
Yeah, at this point, if you have Le'Veon Bell, Kareem Hunt, Ezekiel Elliott, Todd Gurley, they're starting for you every week no matter what. He's the 4th out of those 4, but the way he's been playing, you can't take him out of the lineup.
Jaquizz Rodgers worth hanging on to with Doug Martin coming back or no?
It depends. If a lot of backup running backs are rostered in your league, hold on to Rodgers. If Martin goes down, he's good. But, if you could drop Jaquizz Rodgers for, say, Elijah McGuire this week, I like what he did for the Jets. Or Wayne Gallman, if you get a chance at the Giants backfield, I would drop Rodgers for those guys with increasing opportunity.
All right, we're getting a ton of texts coming in, so I'm going to try to get you as many as I can of these.
Okay.
Somebody wants to know, should I start Travis Kelce versus Houston or Cameron Brate against New England?
I have Brate very high, but not over Kelce. Kelce stays in.
All right, Gore, Ellington, McKissick, Sterling Shepard, Larry Fitzgerald needs 3 of the 5.
I would say that Fitzgerald's in no matter what. If it's a PPR league, I would go with Ellington and Shepard. If it's a non-PPR league, I would probably go with Gore and Shepard.
Do you still believe in Ajayi?
Not necessarily, but this week with 4 teams on bye, Miami at home, playing Tennessee and potentially Matt Castle, I would make sure he's in my lineup.
What about over Doug Martin, if you had to choose?
Yeah, over Doug Martin. Just because I think they're going to not give Martin his full workload in his first game back. Plus, the Mings could jump out to a lead tonight and put Martin on the sidelines.
All right. Mandy wants to know, Brady or Winston?
Brady. And you know, Brady and Rodgers are automatically in. And Tampa's defense is still really banged up.
Okay. Smallwood or Stewart?
Smallwood hasn't practiced yet this week, so I can't recommend him. Even if he practices tomorrow, he could be a game-time decision. Go with Stewart.
All right, and this is kind of leading into another question I have. I like the streaming defense options, but Jets, yeah. Cleveland, or Ravens?
The Ravens, because it's EJ Manuel, because they have a lot of playmakers. And Josh McCown's actually playing pretty well, so the Jets aren't a pushover.
What about streaming defense options? Because I know a lot of guys, like if you're like me, I usually don't draft until the very end,
yeah.
A defense and a kicker. Who's a good option this week?
I like Minnesota Monday night going against Mitchell Trubisky in his first NFL start. I like Oakland or Baltimore on both sides of that matchup, to be honest. I think it's going to be a defensive game. Buffalo might not have been picked up yet. They're going up against Andy Dalton. I like Philadelphia against Carson Palmer traveling east.
Okay. Montgomery, rib issue out, yeah. In Green Bay. What's the situation out there? What do people need to look for?
Yeah, well, he's practicing, but with a lot of protection for his ribs. He may play but not get his full workload. I think the correct answer this week for Green Bay, if that in the backfield, is probably none of the above. Unless we see Montgomery and Jamal Williams inactive, then, of course, we'd go with Aaron Jones.
All right, PPR League, Smallwood, Martin, or Rawls?
I'd probably go with Doug Martin again. Smallwood hasn't practiced yet. You can't trust him. I actually think Rawls has a decent chance to score for the Rams, but I like Martin better.
All right, and we have one of the texters that gave you a nickname. Ask Bloomy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have you ever been called Bloomy?
Sure. I've been called.
Oh, really? I didn't. Okay. Wow, well, that's.
Bloom. I just, as long as people, what's the old joke? Just don't call me Collect.
Right. Okay. Well, I feel like we've been doing this, what, 3-4 years together now? I feel like I can call you Bloomy now. I like it. All
sure.
Right. Alex Smith, Cam Newton, or Carson Wentz?
It's Alex Smith here. He's really hot going into a game against the Texans. More aggressive as a runner and passer. I think this could be a quarterback duel between Smith and Deshaun Watson.
Excellent. Let's see what else we got here. Somebody had questions about Ty Montgomery. What is your confidence in Cam Newton this week?
For this week, I have him as my number 8 quarterback. So Brady, Rodgers, Wilson, Winston, Dak Prescott, Watson, and Alex Smith will be the only ones ahead of him. And this is more because of the players on bye and some of the matchups this week. Newton actually looked good last week. He ran the offense very well. They called runs for him, as they hadn't been doing in the first 3 games, including one in the red zone that he converted to a score.
Nice. All right. Houston defense or Eagles defense? That's from Mandy.
Yeah, Eagles, but Arizona's line is banged up. Carson Palmer and the Cardinals often poor traveling east, and Eagles at home will have sometimes some feeding frenzies on defense.
All right. What are your thoughts on Fuller? I mean, after last week, yeah. He took the lid off the defense. Is he somebody you can play every week?
Maybe not every week, but I think this week is a good one. Is Marcus Peters, the number 1 corner, should be trying to lock up DeAndre Hopkins. We know that Deshaun Watson can keep plays alive, and that can allow Fuller a chance to sneak behind the defense. And we know that Watson looks for Fuller in the red zone with those 2 touchdowns last week. So I like Fuller this week as a number 3 receiver or a flex play.
All right, got a call on the phones. Joey, what's your question for Sigmund?
Yes, sir. Lamar Miller or Doug Martin?
I'll go with Lamar Miller. We saw him doing some things as a receiver out of the backfield last week, and I do think Houston's going to be able to hang with Kansas City and get him his 15 or 20 touches.
All right, Sigmund, last one. Is Lynch a must-start?
Not a must-start because EJ Manuel's in, but I do think that Oakland trying to right the ship this week is going to get him a lot of carries, try to get that crowd involved, and I have him as my number 11 running back this week.
Sigmund Bloom, man, you are a champion. Bloomy, you every week you bring it rapid fire. I've never seen anyone be able to answer questions as well and as quickly as you, man. Hats off to you for doing this every week. Much appreciated. How can the people find you on Twitter and on the internet?
Yeah, it's Sigmund Bloom or Football Guys. We have our free podcast, The Audible, 8 times a week, and I always look forward to joining y'all every Thursday and Sunday.
Yeah, man, appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
Thanks.
There you have it.
They also have, they also have an app that if you, you know, if it's Sunday and you don't have a chance, or Saturday and you're not going to be around a computer, they've got trade apps and lineup setting apps that you can download from footballguys.com that'll tell you, that'll give you advice from all their experts lumped together. So it's pretty cool. Check it out.
I'm totally with you, though. That dude, Rapid Fire, is better than anybody I've ever heard in fantasy football, and especially since he has no idea what we're throwing at him, and he just rolls. It's impressive.
Yeah, really is.
All right, so there you have it. Sigmund Bloom getting you all your fantasy information, getting ready for the weekend. And by the way, there's a Thursday night game tonight. No one really focused on that because of the fact that it's the Patriots and the Buccaneers, and we've got Astros baseball on deck in less than an hour, maybe almost a half hour away from baseball, Barry. We're going to start giving you updates probably every 90 seconds at 3:08. But until then, rest assured, Clay Walker is singing the national anthem today at Minute Maid Park. So everybody figures for the encore, he'll sing It's Football Time in Texas if the Astros come out victorious. So we'll continue to roll on. Barry's in San Antonio. I'm in Houston. Jong's filling in for Nick. Hey, this is the way we do it around here. We just fill in and keep rolling on the usual suspects. Stand by for a whole lot more. We'll be right back. ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, real quick, I want to tell you about an option you have after these storms that hit us. Hurricane Harvey is here. It's come. It's gone. The devastation is here. It's still lingering. A lot of us have to get our homes back together. You gotta rebuild. But you may be asking yourself, is it worth it? Do you want to rebuild? Do you want to spend the money and the time and the investment and then run the risk of having it flooded again? Or do you want to sell, but you don't know what your home is worth? This is why I want you to call Gulf State Home Buyers. They're ready. They're standing by. They're ready to help you and the community. They want you guys to have all the information you need to make the best decision possible. Team at Gulf States is ready. 281-717-6100 is the number. Reach out to them. They're going to come out. They're going to give you a free, no obligation, cash offer evaluation for your home. Here's the things you need to know about Gulf State. They care about the community. They care about what you get. And it shows because in the last 2 years, 2016 and 2017, they've won the Distinction Award from the Better Business Bureau. What does that mean? It means you're working with a great company. And now you'll have the information at hand. You'll know what it's going to cost to fix it up. You'll know what it's going to cost and what you can get cash in hand for your home. And now you decide, do you want to sell it and move on? Or do you want to rebuild and you know, take a chance again? But you're not going to know what it's worth if you don't call Gulf State Home Buyers 281-717-6100. They're ready to help you. They have a team of attorneys, title companies, an entire in-house staff of professionals ready and willing to help you. Give them a call, 281-717-6100, or you can visit them on the internet, GulfStateHomeBuyers.com. The folks at Gulf State, they're there for you, and together we will keep Houston strong.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty.
Turn backyard beers into 50-yard line cheers. Get the Coors Light XP app to start earning points towards one-of-a-kind experiences and rewards, like exclusive access to your favorite sporting events and Coors Light gear. Coors Light XP. Download it from the App Store today. No purchase necessary in select states. Rewards subject to availability while supplies last. 50 US/DC 21+ only. See terms and app and at CoorsLight.com/XP. Great beer, great responsibility. 2017 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
This Columbus Day weekend, discover an amazing world of fun at Main Event. All you can play bowling, billiards, laser tag, and more for just $18.95. Head for fun. Head for Main Event. Open early at 9 a.m.
If you or your loved one has experienced an accident, car or truck, slip and fall, workplace, or have an overtime claim, call Mestemaker and Straub for free legal advice at 713-626-8900. That's 713-626-8900 or go to LawyerDave.com.
At Lowe's, we're building our team to help rebuild our neighborhoods devastated by Hurricane Harvey. Because it's going to take a lot of time, and we're going to need a lot of help. So if you know anyone looking for work, have them join Lowe's. We're hiring over 3,000 neighbors for full and part-time positions with great benefits, plus special incentives in impacted areas. Sound good? Then let's get to work. Apply today in-store or online at lowes.com/Harvey. Select stores only. See store for details and restrictions.
It's been called shell shock, war neurosis, and battle fatigue. Today, we call it post-traumatic stress disorder, and it affects one out of every five warriors returning from battle in Iraq and Afghanistan. The Wounded Warrior Project offers comfort and support for warriors with PTSD and all other scars of war, whether those scars are visible or hidden. Find out how to help, because for warriors, the greatest casualty is being forgotten. Please visit WoundedWarriorProject.org.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Jung in for Nick. Barry in San Antonio. I'm still here in Houston, but The Usual Suspects spread out across the universe, bringing you the best in radio from all corners of the globe. Corners, I said, guys, because if you are Kyrie Irving, you have corners on a flat earth, just letting you know.
Hey, I'm curious. Am I sounding better? Because last time I was here, you guys were telling me it didn't sound all that great.
From my standpoint, it sounds a lot better.
Sounds good?
Yeah.
It just sounds like you're in a closet.
I am in a closet. As a matter of fact, I am competing for space with brooms and dustpans. No, it's this little traffic studio. They do traffic out of here. It's tiny, but it's a nice studio. So I'm happy.
Does it come with helium when you're doing the traffic, like Tiffany Terrell?
No, it doesn't.
I'm Tiffany Terrell.
I'm really loving it with you.
Just asking. Hey, Terry's been waiting a long time. He wants to get in here on Cam Newton. And he sat through the fantasy segment. We appreciate that. Terry, what's up?
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, I was just going to say that I'm kind of on the other side of the fence with this whole media and Cam Newton bashing.
Okay.
I don't, you know, from him being in the spot he is, and he was getting asked a question, kind of like if you walked up to a barista and the barista's 10 years old, you're going to be a little like, huh, it's kind of new, it's unusual. And I think he was jokingly, lightheartedly saying, you know, that he didn't really understand the question and bringing the fact and light to everybody that we now have women in this position, which is not the norm and hasn't always been. So I think it could be for a good thing. If he was going to be into the female bashing or anything, you know, he could have definitely easier just went the other way and the answer would be like, lady, I don't know what you're talking about because I'm no breakdown of routes or anything either, but I listened to Terry, that's the point. I have no idea what she was talking about.
Terry, that's the point. She knew what she was talking about. He knew that she knew what she was talking about. And he, instead of answering the question right from the get-go, felt it was necessary to call her out and her gender out for knowing, with her being a woman, for knowing what she was talking about in terms of the physicality of the receivers and the routes they were running. And I think that's where, you know, Barry, please, you know, feel free to chime in. My whole thing on the whole thing is he knew exactly what she meant. And I don't, whether you say he was kidding or not, I mean, you just got to be smarter than that.
Yeah, listen, I don't know that the 10-year-old barista is a good analogy because, you know, this is just a woman that has a job to do. And the fact that she's a woman has nothing to do with doing her job, but Cam felt the need to point that out. She asked a legitimate question, and even if she asked a stupid question, when a guy asks a dumb question, does everyone point out that he's a dumb guy? No, they just point out that he's an idiot reporter, and I would have been okay if Cam wanted to call her an idiot reporter. That's fine. But the fact of the matter is, he had to point out the fact that she was a woman, and it just wasn't cool. I mean, that wasn't right.
Okay, good with that. Appreciate the call, man. Don't be a stranger. Yeah, I think we lost him on that. But I mean,
that's
look.
Okay. And listen, I get it. Some people are going to disagree. Some people think it was harmless. And I could see that because he kind of chuckled and whatnot. And I could see where you might think, there was no malicious intent behind it. And there were people on Twitter saying that. I just personally don't believe that. I think he was trying to belittle her, which isn't, I mean, that's just not cool to do. And then there's this point of view, which, you know, even when she was found to have been tweeting those racist tweets, some guy put, wow, that's pretty bad. She should be thanking Cam. He made her a household name today with one comment. I wonder how many followers she's gained. That is the most ignorant statement I have ever read.
And you know what?
Are you serious?
It goes back to what I said in the first segment of talking about this, which is if she wanted to, if she was really thirsty on this, she could have blown this thing up so big and gotten so much attention for so much more than she got, and could have made him look really bad in the process and made this really, you know, a back and forth situation. Here's the one thing that's not being brought up, Barry, because of the point you just made that I'd be curious about. Yeah, we can go back and look at Twitter accounts. Yeah, we can look at all that stuff. But I'm curious if there's a past history, something that has happened between these two, which would really kind of back up the point you were making and illustrate why, maybe give us some more insight as to why the comments were made. Maybe there was a question that he didn't like in a post game. Maybe when he's been emotional at one of his press conferences or after a game, you know, she was going at him and was persistent about a question, and maybe they just got off on the wrong foot at some point. That's what I'd like to know.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. And by the way, Terry texted the show and said, thanks for letting me express my view. Absolutely, Terry. We don't always have to agree on this show.
Correct.
But we want you guys to call in and give your side of whatever argument there is or how you think it went. And we can all discuss. Nobody's right or wrong. It's all opinions.
Yeah, there's a
And then somebody said, go ahead.
No, there's a reason why we call it a discussion. We're not arguing. We're discussing. And sometimes we agree to disagree. And that's part of the beauty of being, you know, guys that do this for a living and want their callers and the people that listen to participate.
Yeah, somebody texted said the way she worded the question was bad. Cam probably didn't know what she was talking about. Okay, let's just assume that that is the case. Why do you still have to point out the fact that she's a woman? You could just said, that's a dumb question. That's all you have to say. Like, I don't understand your question. That makes no sense to me. But the fact that he was like, wow, I'm not used to a woman asking me those questions. I'm not buying the fact that he just didn't get the question. He didn't need to mention the fact that she was a woman.
I think too, if you call it out as a dumb question, you're going to get some heat for that too. But if you just say, "I'm not following you," can you ask that again? Or you're what are you actually trying to get at? But there's a way to avoid all this because you're going to get scrutinized no matter what.
I don't know though, man. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm of the if we're going to treat everyone equal, if she would have asked a dumb question, she's no better than anybody else. She should be called out for asking a stupid-ass question. I have no problem with that. And if he took heat, I would be defending him and saying, no, she's a reporter like everybody else. She needs to ask educated and good questions. And if she doesn't, she should be called out like everybody else. I mean, that would be like Bill O'Brien picking on John McClain but not picking on Sarah Barshop, and they're asking the same question.
Absolutely.
No, if Sarah's going to do the same thing McClain does, she deserves the same treatment, both good and bad.
Yeah, it wasn't a dumb question, but we do get plenty of people in the media that, I know it's shocking, but from almost a press conference to press conference basis, ask really dumb questions and put these guys in a very tough situation. So I get that set side of it too. We've got two callers that still want to get in on this topic. Let's go to Henry. He's been waiting. He wants to talk about Cam Newton. Henry, what's up?
Hey guys, how you doing today?
What's up, man?
What's up, man?
Not much. First of all, you know what Cam said was very dumb. I'm gonna say this, and we probably disagree, and that's okay. It was an easy attack for him. He didn't like the question, obviously, and didn't have nothing to say back, so he picked on her being a female. It's no different than someone else picking on someone for color and calling them out, you know, saying something and just saying, I can't believe a black guy said it or a white guy said it. It was just an easy attack, and it was wrong. But at the same time, we need to understand that, you know, when you know, we got females getting more and more involved in the NFL, they're coming into our environment, and a lot of guys are uncomfortable and not used to that. And so what we're used to saying behind closed doors or amongst our friends, we got to watch our mouths. And most guys in that environment are not used to that. And so, you know, I think a lot of people being overly sensitive, first of all, I think they're blowing it out of proportion, number one. Obviously we need to talk to more guys, you know, involved in football and understand that hey, we got more women involved. Have some respect. Watch what you say, because it's not right to say those things behind closed doors. I'm just saying that's what we normally do and what we used to. It's no different than guys hanging out and then all of a sudden your girl want to come hang out on a boy's night. We're not comfortable. You can't talk how you want to talk and you can't say what you want to say. And you know, when you have someone say something to you, you know, that a different gender when it comes to what's male dominant, we're kind of taken off guard and we, you know, when we don't like it, we say stupid stuff.
All right, Henry, we appreciate the call, man. Look, I would say this, if she was attacking him, or if it was a question that was like he could take personal or that, but it was a fair question. And she obviously knew her stuff and she was talking about the physicality of a receiver. And once he got through the comments that he made directed towards her being a woman, he actually agreed with her that, yeah, that Funchess has been very physical and they've got big plans for him in the future. So I guess that's what I'd throw into what we've already said about it, Barry.
Yeah, and I'm not buying what Henry said. Here's the thing, man. Back in the 50s and 60s, it was one of those things where you can't say racist things, and people were starting to be held accountable for that. The same argument was probably used back then by some white guy calling into whatever style of Rush Limbaugh show was back then, saying, listen, it's things that we say, and maybe he should have been more sensitive because there were black people in the room, but we're not used to black people being in the room and involved in sports. So, you know, we're saying these things in the locker rooms. We just have to be more sensitive. That's not a good argument for me.
No, and here's the final point on it is the fact that he mentioned, hey, the guys aren't comfortable with women in the locker room. Well, that would be okay if they just started allowing women in the locker room, but we've been through all this for like 10, 15 years now. Whether they like it or not, it's been happening. They know and have had to deal with it. And that's not, I just don't think that's an excuse. I think that's just something that they got to be smarter than that. Cam's got to be smarter than that. And they got to understand. And these guys go through training to understand how to handle that. So we'll see how it goes. We've got three callers still waiting. So Quentin, John, Eric, hold tight. We'll get to you. We got two in the books, one to go. Plenty more of the big show. It's Barry in San Antonio, John and I in Houston, and the Astros getting ready for first pitch. Hey, it's baseball time in Houston. So says Clay Walker. Don't go anywhere. More of the usual suspects in mere moments on ESPN 97.5.
Station that brought you Dream Crushers, the pepper spray incident, and male golfer, female golfer food. We celebrate 10 years.
Out of my mouth.
Thank you, Houston.
Thank you.
ESPN 97.5 is 10. Whether you're